Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth.
I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
You know what, Ricky? My bad. My bad, Telly. Let's start it all over again. Because we gotta make sure that we put that good energy out. That was my bad. Let's give it to him one more again. Here we go, y'all. Turn it up, Ricky.
All's my life I has to fight. All's my life I... Hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie. You f***ed up. But if God got us, then we gon' be all right.
There you go. Good morning, Truth Nation. Thank you so much, DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. Our producer letting us know that we gon' be all right. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. That's a great way to come into this show on this Thursday because we are going to be all right.
Absolutely. We're going to be all right, y'all. It is Friday Eve, or as Telly says, Friday Junior, Thursday, November 7th, 2024. And again, you are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. And we are so thankful and appreciative that you are starting your day off here. Now, this morning, as we are continuing to react and respond to the outcomes of the general election, which was Tuesday this week, including the 47th president of the United States, which will be former President Donald Trump, who is now officially President-elect Donald Trump. Now, as of yesterday, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the nation and conceded the election to Trump, but vows to not stop fighting. So we're going to definitely talk about that. We want to hear your reactions. Also, today, Truth Nation, are black voters abandoning the Democratic Party? What is our agenda as black Americans post this election? And when do we as black Americans start having a collective discussion? Because Telly, I had a really, really healthy, substantial, and thought-provoking conversation with a very dear friend of mine who happens to be a black man. And, you know, we went back and forth in terms of how we were feeling, our reactions, what this means for black people. And he said something that I thought was so necessary. And he said, when do we as black Americans have a collective conversation? We have all these, you know, one-off siloed conversations. And a lot of times we'll have it segregated between men and women. And obviously, based on the reports that informed us how demographics voted, whether it was by gender or race, do we need to have a discussion as black people together, Telly?
I think that is always a good start to finding alliances. And because here's the thing, like if you look at the breakdown of or the difference between the Democratic and the Republican parties, like one of the biggest things that stood out to me, like DT, in 2020, they took an L. But what did they do? They start strategically planning for 2024. It's like, all right, let's regroup. Let's go ahead and, you know, get money and let's do what we got to do so we can make sure that when 2024 comes around, we are going to get someone from our party into the White House again. And I just don't think Democrats like do a good job of prepping on the non-election years. And I mean, because you found yourself entering an older Joe Biden into this race to start the race because you didn't have anybody that you were grooming or who was the next man or next person up. And I just think that having a conversation, a collective conversation, is just a good start because you do have people that, I mean, this is probably the first election where I guess the quote unquote black vote wasn't an automatic Democratic vote. And now the game has changed. So now you have to change. You have to change your strategy as to why someone like as a Democrat, why would I want to be a Democrat? Like if a Democrat came up to me and be like, you know, you should be a Democrat. I mean, give me three reasons why I should.
Yeah, it's been very interesting to see the results because and I know every one of our hosts here at Truth Nation reported on this yesterday. So if you have not already heard or read, according to a number of sources, and this I'm sure if you are on social media you probably got this same report, and it breaks down by race and by sex. So bottom line, 77% of black men that voted, which made up 5% of the overall votes, voted for Kamala Harris. 21% voted for Trump. 91% of black women voted for Harris, 7% voted for Trump. 60% of white men voted for Trump, 37% of white men voted for Harris, 53%, so one out of every two white women in this country that voted for Trump, and 45% of white women voted for Harris. So And I stand corrected because yesterday I erroneously reported that the Latino population voted, the majority of them voted for Harris when indeed it was vice versa. So Latino men, which made up 6% of the overall votes, 55% voted for Trump, 43% voted for Harris. Latino women, 60% of Latino women voted for Harris, 38% voted for Trump. So it's very interesting to see that even you've had two women represent the Democratic Party as the presidential candidate in the past decade, and white women continue to vote for Trump.
Mm-mm.
I'm not giving any opinions, feelings. I'm just giving y'all the data.
Yeah, that is.
And so that is for me, Telly, it goes back to, okay, number one, it is clear that the Democratic Party needs to go back into the lab because we are no longer as black Americans just voting Democrat just to be voting Democrat. And your question, Telly, is a very important question that we as black people need to collectively discuss. What is the agenda What is the agenda for our community going forward? And if you think it's not necessary to have a collective conversation, Ricky is still processing what he heard. But I have to share this with you, Truth Nation. This is a video that came into my feed on Instagram. And when I heard this, was I shocked? No. But I want everyone to listen to this because this is exactly the kind of conversations that are taking place post the election beginning yesterday. Check this out, y'all.
Hey, y'all seen this?
But I want to know how it is you voted for Donald Trump when you're so into facts, because his entire campaign is not based in facts. It was all based in propaganda and emotion.
I voted for Donald Trump for one reason only. His policies, if implemented, would slow the dispossession of whites in the United States. If he were to deport all illegal immigrants, if he were to think very hard about letting in any Muslims, all of this would slow the rate at which whites are becoming a minority.
Why are you so worried about the white dispossession of America?
Because I want my people to survive. Is that so strange? We don't control China. We don't control any place where whites are not a majority. And if we become a minority, we will not control our own destiny anymore.
I grew up in this country as a minority, as the children of immigrants. Mm-hmm. I was their first child born in America. And while I didn't have much possession or didn't much control, I really enjoyed myself. And I think that if you ask a lot of Americans, they would say that I had a lot to offer this country. You know, according to you, I guess I would be perpetuating the dispossession of white America.
That is true. That is true.
All right. So that conversation, Telly, in Truth Nation, was between what appeared to be an older white man. If I had to guess his age, I would say around 66. And another man who lets you know his identity. He comes from Chinese descent. He was a first generation, you know, immigrant to this country. Thoughts, Telly?
Gosh.
The disposition of the white population is the reason why that man voted for Trump.
Just like you, DT, that really doesn't surprise me, because I do know that those conversations have not only just started taking place now, but they've been taking place. And that is the reason why, like, all of a sudden, after all these years, all of a sudden abortion is a big issue again. And that, to me, is just so hypocritical when you want someone to protect women's rights and you have someone in there that's running that has made the pledge to do that. The other candidate has said the only thing that he said, I'm going to protect women if they want me to or not. And that's who you choose to vote for? Like, to me, I just want to say, way back and see when he starts this mass deportation, one that we've never seen before, like what all of these Latino and Hispanic voters who voted for him are going to think. Or when it's a nationwide abortion ban and someone, and there's a white woman that is in need of an abortion. We're going to see how these things play out in the future.
We definitely will see. Now, on our Truth Talk and text line, well, I can't read that one. That has a potty word in it.
What?
The first one. But let's do this.
No, can't read that.
Truth Nation, our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. You can stream and watch Telly and I live right now on our YouTube channel, which is 101.7 The Truth. Hit that subscribe button as well so you never miss a live or downloaded podcast version of any of your favorite shows here on The Truth. We're talking about, now that we have our 47th president elected. He hasn't been inaugurated yet, but he is president-elect Donald Trump. what is the agenda for our community? Because we, as Black people, continued, even with this election, continued to put a lot of faith in the Democratic Party. And quite frankly, from based on my opinion, the Democratic Party has a lot of work to do with regaining, if that's even possible, Black Americans' confidence in supporting that party. Because again, every presidential election, the majority of Black Americans vote Democrat. However, over the past two presidential elections, 2020 and now 2024, it is clear that a significant number of Black registered voters are abandoning. And I don't want to say abandon. They are choosing to leave the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. So what do we do now? Do we have a conversation about having an independent party? Because there's a lot of women groups that have their own like independent party that's on the ballot every election. You know, where do we go from here? Do we want to have a sit down with the Democratic Party at both a local, state, and national level and say, what in the BB King is going on? How did we allow someone who clearly from his own words and actions has little regard to people of color? And when you have straight older white men that are comfortable with having a recorded conversation with someone who's a person of color, looking them in their face and saying, yeah, I may be someone who's data oriented, but when it came down to me voting for the next president, I voted for Trump for one reason and one reason only, and that is to control the white population in this country and make sure that our power is not taken away and we do not become the minority.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
What does that tell us?
Yeah. Well, I know what it should tell us. It should tell us that the Democratic Party needs to head to the strategy room, because clearly, like, again, if it seems like when the Republicans took the L in 2020, they were like, okay, let's just go back to the drawing board and let's figure out how we can get back in there in 2024. And that's exactly what they did. So, again, Democratic Party is not just, oh, it took a loss and lick your wounds and then it'll be all right. Yeah, it's going to be all right, but you're going to have to do some work to get or regain a lot of the votes that you lost this election cycle.
When we come back, we're going to get more into this. We're going to give you some of the takeaways from the election. What did we learn? What did we gain from this presidential election outcome? Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We're also going to hear from Madam Vice President Kamala Harris as she addressed the nation yesterday after she conceded the election to President-elect Donald Trump. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. You know the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is the proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. The Panthers hit the road tonight to take on the University of Northern Iowa Panthers. Scott Wars has the coverage starting at 6:30 p.m. on 101.7 The Truth and the Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network from Learfield. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Still getting reactions from the results of the election as Madam Vice President Kamala Harris gave her concession speech at Howard University yesterday. We'll get into it in just a bit. But before we do, let's head to our Truth Talk and text line. Al, you are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
My comedies, I made a discovery here for Latinos. Their goal is to lighten their bloodline. A lot of the people who put Trump in there are undereducated. They're dumb. Also, a lot of them have unnecessary hardship due to unnecessary decisions based on bad decisions. They're looking for a check and a white guy. Remember, since I don't look like you, let me think like you. And racist people does not follow. No yay. So a lot of these decisions came from people who are uneducated. And what Trump says, I love the poorly educated. So he played off their stupidity. So from here, we're going to have to play the game. We're going to have to play this game of chess. And we're just going to have to play it hard. But when you look at everything.
Well, wait a minute, Al. Together, what does that game look like? When you say we're going to have to play the game of chess and that's going to be, we got to play really hard. What does that mean? What does that entail?
Well, what that means is when they make a certain move, we're going to have to make a bigger move, but we're going to have to do it either in the trenches or we're going to have to do it in a way that we counterattack a decision that comes into trying to go against us. Because keep in mind, they're afraid of our mind and our potential. So now we're going to have to stay with our potential and go on our mind, the educated ones. The ones who voted for them, you got to let them ride like euthanized dogs. There's no help for them. Got to let them go. But for us who want democracy and to move forward, we're going to play our best hand. Play the left hand and the right hand can be a powerful entity if they play together. Don't worry about the left hand that doesn't work the right hand. And don't worry about the ones who voted. Let them ride again like euthanized dogs. You're going to play both your hands as a team. So when we play the game of chess, when they move, we're going to make a bigger move. But we're going to counterattack it in a way that they can't attack it. And that's the use of our mind. Because a lot of people did not use their mind because they're not educated and their decision was a stupid move. And if you put it all together, they all have a connection. And one more thing, DT and Telly, you know the lady that Trump released from prison with the lazy eye who always talk against women, tell women how to raise their household? Can't no woman from prison tell you how to raise your household and raise your kids when she didn't even raise her own kids? What do you think about that? You going to tell black women that they need to raise their kids. Well, who was raising your kids in prison when she was dyking? Think about that.
All right.
Have a good morning, y'all.
All right.
You too.
Yeah, thank you, Al. We got Pat. Pat called back. Thanks for calling back, Pat. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Greetings, y'all. I was calling because I was listening to DT talk about should we have a conversation amongst ourselves about what went wrong in this election. I personally think I have an idea of what went wrong. When you put before people who are struggling to make ends meet and buy food and buy their medications, celebrities, that a ticket to see them costs $1,500, to even go and see this person, you're not talking to the average black American. The average black American is not that. When you say that Kamala Harris is an AKA and she's a district attorney, that's not the average black American. The average black American is trying to survive in the United States. So I felt like that the Democratic Party was not talking to me this election. I felt like when Donald Trump was talking and he's talking about making getting jobs in the United States, drilling for our own oil, creating a safe border for us. When you talk about migrants coming into America, they're not living in Beyonce's community. They're living in the communities in Chicago where the people are suffering already for the lack of resources. So I just felt like the Democratic Party this go around was not talking to us. And then when we talk about these educated black people and the other people not educated, it's the educated black folks that we have in the school boards, that's over the school boards. And look how that's working. It's the educated black folks that was over the housing authority where the older people are getting ate up by bed bugs. It's the educated black folks that have crossed us and have made us feel like the people who aren't educated aren't anybody. But guess what? That's the majority. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm one. You understand what I'm saying? So I feel
Pat, let me ask you a quick question. Because I hear you. I hear you, Pat. I got to ask you a quick question. So did you end up voting? I'm not asking you who you voted for. I'm just asking, did you end up?
I'm going to tell you why I didn't. I couldn't vote for Donald Trump because I feel like he's not even, I feel that I just don't like the man himself. And I couldn't vote for Kamala because she did not speak to the average black person. If she had spoke to the average black person, if I had seen me in her conversations and in the rest of you guys who voted Democrat conversations, I probably would have voted that way because I'm not against the brown woman. I'm not against the brown people. But I am against people that's taking advantage of the average black person. And then you get people on here that say, let the uneducated rot and all of this kind of stuff. Y'all not, it's not, it don't feel good. It does not feel good. And I am saying this because I have broke curses in my family. Each one of my children are educated. You understand what I'm saying?
I met one of them. She's amazing. She's a bright star.
So we are the average black person is trying, but we don't get anything for that. And then, like yesterday, my auntie, she had gunfire. Somebody shot in her house yesterday, just in the neighborhood. That's the streets. That's what's really going on, a.k.a. educated, the ones that done moved away from the hood and don't know what's going on. So I'm sorry, but the Republican Party resonated more with the average black, and it wasn't that much. It wasn't that big of a tick. But if the Democratic Party continues in this way, it will be a huge tick. And as far as that man that said he wants to preserve the white race, if black people thought like that, maybe we'd be in a better position. I'm not against anybody who wants to preserve their race. Thank y'all. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Pat. You as well.
Yeah, well, Pat said a lot.
The Democratic Party, if you're listening, trust and believe, Pat is not the only one that feels the way that Pat feels.
I was about to say the exact same thing. That is a real person. That is real feelings. And that's not an isolated situation. Like, there's a lot of people that feel the way that Pat felt. That's why I was just listening, because that's the raw and real emotions of it.
Real emotions, which is what, to Telly's point, we want to continue to hear from you, Truth Nation. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. What is the black agenda post this election? And when do we as black Americans have this collective discussion? Because obviously there is a lot to be learned and gained from this presidential election outcome as voting, taxpaying, law-abiding black Americans. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Our Truth Talking text line once again is on fire, and we're here for it. We're going to get to you right after I let you know that you want to stay tuned into the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, because this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the best of diversity and excellence, powered by Erie Insurance and hosted by Dr. Ken Harris and Fred Johnson, the Vice President and Wisconsin State Manager for Erie Insurance. They will be joined by Doc Kurt, an auto adjuster at Erie Insurance, and we will have or know someone who has been in a car accident. Doc will provide tips on how you can maximize your payout after an accident. So again, don't miss the best of diversity and excellence powered by Erie Insurance this Saturday at 10 a.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Let's go straight to our Truth Talking text line. Good morning, Thea. Thank you for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Well, I'll skip the thing about the traffic, because I feel like they always talk about the traffic reports and none of them respond to what's going on in my area. Like, I'm leaving downtown going out west, and there is no traffic report on that at all. Never. But, and that's on every station. But I want to talk about the political thing, and what we fail to understand as black people is that neither party is ever going to address us directly unless they're depending on us. That's the first thing. And then they're not going to address all of us because all of us not going to understand because most of us are uneducated. Most of us, the Republican Party was depending on us to be uneducated. They started with Roe versus Wade, and they're trying to undo part of the Constitution that gives us our freedom. And no, if you decided not to vote, what you're saying is do whatever you want to me. And basically, both parties don't want to deal with the poor people no matter what. They're trying to eliminate us as best they can. But realistically, they want to appeal to the middle class. That's both parties. And if you decide not to vote for a party because they didn't talk to you, realize they're always talking about you. And you want to do what's best for your party, your family, your people who you have to live with, that you have to deal with. And that means realizing that when they're talking, even though they're not talking to you, they're talking about you, and they're talking about if they can provide education. So your children may be educated, but your grandchildren are not going to be educated because they don't take that away. They're trying to make sure that your children are forced into the army because they don't want their children to go to the army. They're trying to make sure that as a poor person, no matter what you say or do, your rights will be taken away so that they don't have to deal with the issues that you have, or they don't have to hear your issues at all. And when we decide not to vote, especially as black people, what we're saying is do whatever you want to me because I feel like y'all not talking to me. But they're always talking about you. People do that all the time. It's like we're ignorant to the fact that we are the subject matter. We are the most important subject matter. And until we realize that they're talking about us, we're going to fall into some diverse issues. And we're going to continue to be in those issues. And for those who voted for Trump, I feel like they were just saying, we want to be house slaves. It's better to be house slaves than a field slave. We all going to be slaves. No matter whether you work in the house or the field, you're going to be a slave. That's the whole goal.
All right. Well, Pat, Thea, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that. And we will definitely also factor in your input regarding the traffic reports. That's actually valid what she said. We do need to be doing traffic reports for the people that listen to our show.
I agree.
That was actually great input. I appreciate that. So we definitely take that into factor. Okay, we've got Israel. Good morning, Israel. Thank you for your patience as well. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
I just got to say some comments. Okay, first off, you know, say congratulations to Donald Trump. Shake his hand and let's see what a little assistance, you know, passing the ball and see what he do with it. But let's say, like, hypothetically speaking, like, you know, this wasn't like a sham election and, you know, he tell us everything that was about to happen. You know, some people missed the point, like, you know, it was a prosecutor versus, like, you know, somebody on, you know, trial, like a criminal and everything. And, you know, we had to, like, you know, put our faith in, like, you know, brand new woman and everything that we, I guess we didn't know much about. But, like, you know, I heard people's logic in not talking about, like, not voting and everything. And it's like, so, like, even if you don't understand, like, the lesser of two evils or what's truly at stake, like, you know, to the point that you just made with the last caller, you know, just do whatever you want. Like, you know, that was, like, you know, really, really, like, bad decision not to vote. It's, like, it's the same reason, like, you know, the logic, I guess, why the black community is in shambles because, like, you know, the people before this generation before decided, you know, it wasn't their responsibility to invest in, I guess, imitate or emulate the things they see or invest money in their own community instead of going elsewhere and investing their dollars. So it's like, I guess that's the same logic with that. But now it's like, is it too late or is it time to really like come together and maybe do something more of a cooperative thing instead of like individual glamour and luxury? Because I don't know this really means.
So Israel, are you also in the YouTube message board? As a different name? Because you're saying things are very similar. Okay, that's who I thought this was.
Cypher can't go. Okay. Yeah, but it also like comes down to it, like another point I wanted to make about there's people here now protesting a genocide going on in another country. And after everything we've been through and what we fear and what we still don't have today, what is next for us? I'm not trying to get nothing started, but it's time to be real realistic. If people are here talking about that and then we still can't get basic human rights or respect in workplaces or adequate education, I'm just confused. Like, what's going on?
So, Cypher, let me ask you a question. Cypher, Israel, let me ask you a question, because I'm actually going to piggyback off of what Shel Tay just said in the YouTube message board. So Pat was courageous and transparent to let her community know, not just that she didn't vote, but why she didn't vote. And whether you agree or not, the biggest opportunity with this is, if we're going to have conversations as a community on why certain people chose not to vote because their feelings are valid, why do we need to yell and scream at them or judge them and say X, Y, and Z? We should be focusing on what will it take for them to vote during the next election, whether it's local, state, or national. So I don't have a problem personally.
That's an excellent point. That's an excellent point because that's the same logic you use where people who stood idly by and watched George Floyd get, you know, a knee on his neck. I know it's an authority figure, but at the same time, you had to step to that man like, that is unnecessary, and you need to have a little bit more emotional understanding or like emotional control.
Yes, exactly.
Or somehow rationalize your thoughts and emotion and not stand idle now, because now you might be in a real mess. So I get that.
Because here's the thing, Israel. Like, here's the thing.
You should never have to yell at an adult, I guess. That is frustrating when people choose to be immature.
Well, here's the thing, Cypher. You make great points when you call, as well as the YouTube message board. But the thing is, you tend to be very critical and judgmental. And so my thing is, being as intelligent as you are, because you're obviously intelligent. Let me finish my statement. I'm just trying to help you understand, brother, to consider, just something to consider, that we as a people, we have to quit yelling and screaming at each other and criticizing and calling each other names and being all, because what you're saying is healthy. It's just that the delivery. So thank you for your thoughts, but what I'm hearing on the air is not what I'm reading in the YouTube message board.
Yeah, but yeah, I can't talk to adults like a child for so long now.
Well, that's your choice, but if you're going to talk to adults like they're a child, don't expect to get an adult response. What you give is what you get.
I didn't mean it like that. Like, you mean how you have to coddle a child and then really, like, you know, take into consideration how they might react or how you express that to them when you can't just tell a joke, can't tell an adult like the honest truth. Like, yeah, that's not a bad decision to stand idly by when democracy is at stake. And you got all this stuff he's talking about that's, you know, kind of threatening. But like, all right, but don't vote, though. Like, you're even for the lesser of two evils, like even in this situation. But
when did you hear me say don't vote? When did you hear me say don't vote?
I'm saying, like, that was, you're taking it personal. That's some people's logic, though.
Cypher, there you go. Okay, have a great day. I'm not taking it personal. I'm trying to have a conversation with you. I'm asking you questions about how you feel, and then you tell me I'm taking it personal. So have a great day. All right. Whew. See, this is a prime example. I don't understand why we as a people can't just have back and forth, even if we disagree, Telly. That's the first. How are we going to have an agenda if we can't even collectively have a conversation? Because at the end of the day, what Pat did was very courageous, and whether you agree or not, listen to learn and understand.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest problem.
At the end of the day, it's her right. It's her right to vote. It's not something that you're going to go to jail if you don't do it, or it makes you whatever somebody wants to give you a label. She didn't vote. She said why she didn't vote. And that's it.
And for me, that's an opportunity, again, because, okay, let's just keep it real, Telly. Pat is navigating through a lot of resentment towards people that look like her in her community that she feels left her. And that's a common curse and trauma that a lot of Black people experience when they see others. And she used the words. These were her words, not mine. You left us. You went to be an AKA and you moved out the community. And then you want to call me uneducated because you sitting on your high horse. That's how she feels. That's why she didn't vote. Because she was like, I didn't like neither one of them. So if that's the case, then we need to go back into the lab. And this has nothing to do with party affiliation. We need to go back in the lab because people like Pat are American citizens. Mm-hmm. And we should be leaning in and listening to understand and saying, okay, what do you need? Because I'll say this, Telly, one of the first things the Democratic Party if y'all are listening, this is the first, and this goes back to what Pat was saying. Quit having your elite Democrats that have billions of dollars post pictures with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Because we all know how they got that picture. I'm telling you, I got so sick and tired of seeing the same rich people who, by the way, don't even look like us, posted up with Obama, posted up with Kamala. I took a picture with Kamala. You paid for it. But that wasn't the community that was going to show up. Because here's the thing that I've learned. When you receive these campaign emails, Telly, and they ask you, literally, they start with the donation amounts of $5. They really, really want those individuals that are going to donate the $5 based on their income, based on what they can afford to donate. Because guess what that means, Telly? That means that's a vote. Mm-hmm. But if you're truly trying to target those individuals like Pat, you can't keep having the same rich elite people in Milwaukee and Wisconsin taking pictures with the candidates. I was joking with Mayor Johnson when he called in. I was like, hey, man, how come me and Telly can't get a plug? But what I really wanted to say was, why do y'all keep having the same rich people buy their way when you really, but we know they're going to vote. We know they're going to donate $1 million to the Democratic Party. But like, what about the people like Pat? I gave $5 to the Democratic National Party because that's what I had. How come I can't get a picture with Kamala Harris? How come I got to pay $25,000 to have a sit down? Or if it's not, then it's Joe Biden coming to my dining room, sitting down with me and my black sons eating fried chicken. Pat has every right to feel the way that she does.
Yeah. That's why
Democratic Party, please.
Yeah, that's
go back to the lab.
Yeah, that's why
right
we kept saying that vote for what's best for your interest and you and your family. And everybody's situation and circumstances aren't the same. And again, kudos to Pat for being transparent, for letting us know how she's feeling and why she feels that way. She gave you the what, why, how, and when. She gave you everything that you needed to know. And again, at the end of the day, it's her right to vote or not vote.
And what did we do? We yelled at her. Yeah, that's going to help. Jennifer, thank you so much for your patience. I know we lost you. If you can call back, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We're going to hear also, if Jennifer calls back, in addition to Jennifer, we're going to hear from Madam Vice President. If you did not hear her address to the nation yesterday after she formally conceded the election to President-elect Donald Trump, we're going to give you some of that when we come back. Stay locked in. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Morning, Truth Nation. Before we get into our second hour, first of all, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you letting us start your day off. Let's go straight to the Truth Talking text lines. Telly, June, thank you so much for your patience. Oh, we're taking the caller first. My bad. I got to go in the order of sequence that it came through. All right. Good morning, the caller. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
I first want to say that Vice President Harris did an excellent job in her conceding and agreeing to do what former President Trump could not do in four years, to admit that the American public have spoken. And sadly, what they've spoken and said is they trust aggressive, misogynistic, unyielding whiteness. We had a chance to elect a prosecutor, and we elected a convict, a criminal. And to my sisters who are misinformed that most or the average black person is uneducated, that the actual numbers of black women that are graduating from college, when they do decide to educate themselves, and Pat sounds like a lady who will at some point decide to do that, because no one is stopping you as our ancestors were stopped from being educated. No one is holding a gun to your head and saying you can't go on Google Scholar and learn what you need to learn about politics so that you would understand that Vice President Harris was instrumental in the $17 billion that HBCUs received, and maybe her daughter will wind up going to one. And so I'm praying for my sister. I'm not going to yell at my sister, and I'm going to encourage my sister to go and seek, and you will find. Frederick Douglass never went to a college, Sister Pat, and I'm speaking directly to you, but he actually was the founder of a few colleges here in our country at a time when our ancestors were not even allowed to read. So I want you to know that there are a lot of us who are educated, and we're welcoming the rest of our community so that we can be a more informed electorate and not fall for the orange in the tailpipe like we did this time, if we get a chance to ever vote again.
Well, thank you, the caller. We appreciate you. We got to take a break. June and David, we see you on our Truth Talking text line. Telly and I will go right to you when we come back at the second hour. So please hold if you can. And Jennifer, feel free to call back. Again, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We'll be back for the second hour of the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.